I'm Eve Abrams. This is Wetlands Radio, a series about coastal restoration. So much of what's happening in Southeast Louisiana is because of what's below the surface. This is episode 2, Deep Geology.
So usually the once upon a time for Louisiana, when you hear it, it starts 10,000 years ago, because that's about the age of the deltas that are here.
Jacqueline Richard, geology professor at Nunez Community College, sets the geologic table for us.
I like to go as a deep time geologist. That's what my training is. I like to start Louisiana's story back about 260 million years ago when Pangaea broke up.
Pangaea, the supercontinent that, like Jacqueline said, existed hundreds of millions of years ago.
So, once upon a time, Pangaea broke up, right? The continents moved.
Before that, they were all smushed together.
South America was quite literally where we are right now. It was kind of butted up here where the Gulf of Mexico would eventually be. And then Africa was sitting right next to the eastern seaboard. So you could walk from like North Carolina to Africa.
Or what would become North Carolina and Africa. Anyway, gradually, over millions of years, these continents moved and a skinny ocean formed between them. Like oceans today, it was salty. Meanwhile, at the same time these continents were moving, the planet heated up.
The temperature between the Jurassic time period and the Cretaceous time period was really hot, much warmer than it is today. And so as they were separating and you have this little skinny narrow ocean, a lot of that water evaporated. And as you evaporate water, lots of minerals get left behind, with the most common being salt.
And as the continents kept moving apart over millions of years, other layers formed on top of the salt, like limestone and chalk. These layers are now miles beneath our feet.
And so the bottom, our basement rock, right? I know we don't have basements in Louisiana, right? But that's at the bottom. So our basement rock is all salt here.
Remember that salt, buried under layers of rock miles below our feet. We will come back to salt. But for the moment, fast forward to around 70 million years ago. Pangaea is gone, divided into the 7 continents we know today. And the Mississippi Delta as we know it isn't a thing yet. It doesn't exist.
So the original Mississippi River Delta, the OG Delta, was up at the tip of Illinois. So where Cairo, Illinois is, that's where the original delta was. All of this was underwater. This was all part of the ocean.
So when did our delta form, the one which is Louisiana?
Well, I think you really have to go back at least as far as the last ice age. You know, that's not that long ago. It's like 12,000 years ago.
Marine scientist Don Bosch says that's when the glaciers were melting, causing the seas to rise and
the river began dumping its mud and sediment into the shallow areas and building land. So all of southeastern Louisiana really is new since that time. So it's a really young environment on Earth.
Back when the river system was free flowing, it carried a phenomenal sediment load.
Joe Weibel works for the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. He's the first of many who take the land building story from here.
So kind of counterintuitively, we needed the river to flood to build the land.
The river would run free and it would shift where it would come through and flood the landscape.
And it was that shifting back and forth movement of the river and, for lack of a better word, the spraying of water and sediment nutrients.
Like a wildfire hose, it's changed its position.
So the Mississippi River comes over here and basically fills up the basin into nice high ground, high-ish ground.
So it create these different lobes, right?
So it would fill up there and then switch over here, fill up here and switch over back and forth.
But when the floodwaters would recede, there was always this rich sediment that was left, great for the plants and the trees and the animals.
Rosina Philippe is the traditional knowledge holder for her people, the Atakapa Ishak Shawasha in Grand Bayou. Rosina says her ancestors lived in harmony with these natural processes. Their thoughts on flooding?
It's a gift to the people. The waters, the life-giving waters, would be giving more land to the people.
When Europeans came, the French came to settle and colonize the area, it first of all realized the real importance of the Mississippi River because of draining this whole continent.
But, as Don puts it,
They were rudely awakened by the challenge, and that is the river floods.
You know the story from here. Europeans colonized a place called Bulbancha. They built a city they named New Orleans. They built levees. They became Americans and built more levees. Also, they built cars and extracted oil to run them. And this brings us back to salt. Remember the salt? Buried miles below us, under other layers of rock. Geology professor Jacqueline Richard says,
salt doesn't like to act like a solid rock. Even when it's been there for millions of years, it's really low density. So when you push down on it, it wants to move upwards.
Up through all the rock layers on top of it. Environmental scientist Scott Eustace pictures this.
Like a layer cake. And then salt domes, which are less dense, push up through those layers.
Turning the layers on their sides and making it much easier to drill for what's trapped underneath them. The remains of tiny marine plants and animals that over millions of years became oil.
When those salt domes came up, they tipped the layers around them. And all of the oil and gas kind of comes up to that topmost point.
And so around the edges of salt domes, you'll get circles of pockets where oil and gas has come up.
Your offshore rigs, a lot of them are all centered around those salt domes because that's the easiest place to find it.
Sometimes you can look at a map of oil wells in southern Louisiana and see a ring, a circular formation. Or if you look at Avery Island, for example, you can see the oil wells are arranged in a circular pattern.
So those salt domes were really critical for our economic drivers today. That's the part that always amazes me, right? Is, you know, we're out there doing all of our economic things that we're doing, but you don't realize how many tens, if not hundreds of millions of years it took to get to that point.
In other words, the conditions it took the Earth hundreds of millions of years to create took us, people, around 100 years to consume. Next on Wetlands Radio, what happens when people finally realize this?
If you don't take care of the things you care about and say you love, then why would anyone else?
That's next time on Wetlands Radio. Wetlands Radio was reported and produced by me, Eve Abrams. Editing help from Anne Gislason, Rosemary Westwood, Garrett Hazelwood, Rachel Berg, Melody Chang, Marie Lovejoy, and Lane Kaplan-Levinson. Original music was written and performed by Greg Schatz. Mastering by Evan Satanovich. Thanks to Clint Wilson and Alda Renee, who you also heard from in this episode. Big thanks to our partners, BITNEP, the Barataria Terrebonne National Estuary Program, and WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. To hear all 12 episodes in Wetlands Radio, head to wwno.org or bitnep.org. That's BTNEP.org. Thanks for listening.